What about if you jump in the water and land flat and make a popping sound, you know, sting?
Belly buster.
Yeah. And if a boy is in the front yard, he might tuck his head down between his legs and kick out his feet and go over. You'd say he
rolled.
What did he
do? Rolled down a hill.
All right. Anything else for that same action? He turned to
flip.
Does somerset or somersault?
Somersault.
Somersault would be the same thing. Okay. What about if you go into a store to pay off your bill? Maybe the storekeeper would give you something a little extra for doing that. What might you call that? Anything that you get that
bargain
is a little extra.
Mm.
He gave you
gift.
Okay. Are you familiar with the word lanyap?
No. Yearbook.
What?
That's the name of our yearbook.
Lanyap?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what it means?
Something extra.
Oh, okay. All right. Do you usually use that word?
No.
Like in that sense I was describing?
No.
Okay. What would you say a baby does before it's able to walk?
Crawls.
All right. And if there's something up a tree, you'd have to...
Crawl up a tree.
Or...
Climb.
Yeah. Yesterday you...
Climbed.
Uh-huh. And I have that tree plenty of times.
Climbed.
Say if a boy is getting ready to go to bed, he's going to say his prayers, he did what beside the bed?
Knelt.
Mm-hmm. If you're very tired, you might say, well, I think I'm going to down for a while.
Lie.
Mm-hmm. If somebody's very sick, you might say, well, he couldn't even sit up. He just
laid down. Laid down.
Yeah, okay. In your sleep, when you see things, you say you begin to...
Dream.
Yeah, last night I...
Dreamt.
I have that before.
Dreamed.
Okay. I was dreaming about so-and-so, but all of a sudden I...
Woke up.
Okay. And if you bring your foot down real hard on the floor, you say you did what?
Stomped.
Okay. And if you meet a girl at a party and you want to make sure that she gets home all right, you might ask her, well, may I...
Escort.
Okay.
Take you home.
Does it make any difference what you'd say if you were walking or in a car?
No, because, you might take her to her house, but you're still going to walk her up to her door.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, if you've got your car stuck somewhere, you might ask somebody to wrap a chain around your front bumper and you out.
Pull.
Yeah, or get behind you and give you a
push.
Okay. If you had something very heavy like a trunk, instead of just saying you carried that thing for 2 blocks, you might say I...
Towed it.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you use toted, does that always imply something that's very heavy?
No. I've been toting this thing around all day. You talk about a purse.
Okay. All right. Let's say if the children are playing around in the kitchen and the oven is on, the mother might warn them, say, now that stove's very hot, so...
Watch out.
Or don't...
Burn yourself. Don't...
Hit.
Don't pick it up.
Or don't... Hit.
Touch it.
Yeah, okay. Whole thing.
Don't touch it.
Okay. If you want a knife and you send somebody for it, you might say, go me that knife.
Bring me the knife.
Okay. If you're playing tag, was there ever a place that you could run to and be safe or you couldn't be?
Base.
Yeah, okay. And if I throw you a ball, you're supposed to?
Catch it.
Yeah, I threw it and you?
Caught it.
Uh-huh. Every time I threw it, you have?
Caught it.
All right. And if we're supposed to meet somewhere in town, I might say, well, now, if I get there before you do, I'll wait.
Until you get here.
Or I'll wait.
For you.
Yeah. All right. And if your father has a man who works for him, he hasn't been doing his job, he might say, well, I hate to do it, but it just looks like I'm going to have to get...
Rid of him.
Okay. And he might come back after he's been fired and say, oh, come on, give me another...
Break.
Or...
Chance.
Okay. A man who... is very cheerful. You might say he has a good sense of
humor.